should go interview. So they called him by name. He's got almost $500,000 worth of farm equipment. Or can you imagine somebody having $500,000 in equipment alone? Not to mention the land. You know.
Is that here in Mississippi?
Yes, sir. It was up in Marshall County.
It takes a lot now in farming if you do this big heavy farming, I mean equipment.
I don't know, let's see, Marshall County, it must was one of these hurdles or something like that.
It was out of Holly Springs and
let's see, there's hurdles up there. And Fants.
Ash.
Ash.
The man's name was Ash. I remember it because...
Oh, that's that little sheriff up there.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Huh?
That's right.
That little devil?
His name is Flick Ash.
Flick? Was that little devil got a...
Flick Ash.
Why, he's a little devil. He ought to run him out of the county. I tell you, he's made it dishonestly.
Not if he's bought that much farm equipment and farmed.
He's been sheriff up there.
I tell you the truth, the interview was not very helpful because his mind is way ahead. You know, it's
his plans are for the future.
Nothing to do with the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he had any kind of really respect or feeling.
Well, I haven't seen Flick since I was judge up there, and that's been 1960. So he done left me. Mm-hmm. He was just a little old struggling public.
Well, that's been
official.
14 years ago.
He's made all that since then. Mm-hmm. And you know he's picked it up somewhere.
Has he even got some land from the National Forest? some kind of deal where he traded land in the south part of the forest, you know, for land in the north part there. So you mentioned money getting just out of bigger and bigger and bigger, and it just gets...
The farmers this day and time are farming all together with equipment, and it's going into big money, it really is.
Those hurdles up there, big operators, used to be, and... hurdles, one of them, and... They used to be. But there's a big family of them.
No, I didn't meet them.
Where is your home?
Well, I'm working out of Atlanta, Emory University. Mm-hmm. But I've been a kind of a gypsy all my life. I grew up in Ohio and went to school in New York and taught there for a while and taught in Chicago. Now I'm working on this project out of Emory. I explained to the judge that it's interesting to try to talk to people where Faulkner grew up and would have the same sensitivity to language that he would have, and the same experiences and the same kind of response to language. I think the area is full of colorful expressions and imaginative expressions that I'd like to learn about. would you tell me something more about the way you went to school and what playthings you had, and did you have any homemade playthings either at school or at home?
Well, I don't